Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Make sure to download our podcast at the FNTSY Sports Network Audio Boom channel.
Oh, super.
Got a little news for you.
It's the news update on Make It Rain.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Dane. I'm Alex Fasano with your fantasy sports news update. Today's college shirt brought to you by the Westchester Knicks. Shout out to the G League. Westchester Knicks.
Excuse me.
G League. I got this shirt working their shot clock many moons ago for 2 years.
Really?
Oh yeah, it was amazing. I loved every minute of it. I actually got to interview for post game a lot, Jimmer Fredette during those days. So that was a lot of fun. Definitely missed.
Where do the Westchester Knicks play?
Westchester County
like
Center,
in a shopping mall?
In White Plains, New York.
Like by the Galleria or something?
It's a little further than that, I believe.
All right. On to the news.
On to the news it is. Wild card implications in the MLB. A wild night for Major League Baseball. We'll get right into it. The American League, Cleveland Indians, and the Oakland Athletics maintain those top two spots. The Yankees falling to the Athletics again. Chris Davis and Marcus Semien both hitting two-run homers to back up Mike Fiers, earning his 12th win of the season. And with the win, I said the A's stay in the second wild card spot as Tampa Bay is right behind them after beating the Mariners 7-6. A two-run ninth-inning rally lifts the Rays over the Mariners as Tampa Bay avoids a three-game sweep and is sitting right there with the Athletics in the wild card. In the National League, the Nationals and the St. Louis Cardinals now hold the top two spots. We'll get into why. The Brewers taking down the Cardinals 5-3. Mike Moustakas knocks his 31st home run as the Brew Crew tops the Cardinals in a rain-shortened game. It ended in the eighth inning. And since the Cubs beat the Giants 12-11, thanks to Chris Bryant's go-ahead homer in the eighth, St. Louis falls out of the Central Division lead and takes that second wild card spot, while the Cubs take a half a game lead in the Central Division as we speak. Other wildcard teams, the Phillies taking on the Red Sox, beating them 5-2. Bryce Harper homering in the fifth inning to take a lead and ultimately the victory. It aids the Phillies in a two-game sweep of Boston. They are a game and a half out of the National League wildcard. And the New York Mets, baby, what a dramatic win. 4-3 over the Cleveland Indians. J.D. Davis ripping an RBI single with two outs that capped a two-run rally in the 10th, giving the Mets the win. Also want to note, Marcus Stroman left after four innings because of tightness in his hamstring. He had an MRI, but manager Mickey Callaway said the Mets aren't too concerned about that. But the biggest story in Major League Baseball, you guys have been talking about it all morning, the Detroit Tigers stunning the Houston Astros. I don't know if you guys remember yesterday morning, I said it was the long shot, Detroit Tigers in Houston. So.
Yeah, we said to play the Tigers.
Exactly.
We
you guys have been saying it all day. So
take it.
I mean, hey, it was great. What a game. Justin Verlander, Joe said it this morning, full game, only two hits. Nobody was even on base. Two solo home runs, two earned runs, 11
never pitched out of the stretch.
It's crazy. Unbelievable. What a game for him, and it's crazy. You guys said it. If you looked at those stats, you would think he ended up getting an amazing game there. But, hey, it's the largest upset in the majors over the past 15 years, according to BetLabSports.com. Some games to look at tonight in Major League. Tigers again at the Astros. They are now plus 400, according to FanDuel Sportsbook. The over-under is 8.5. And another game you may want to consider, the Rays taking on the Orioles. The Orioles are plus 172 on the money line. The over-under is 9.5. Guys, let's get into NFL. Week 3 preseason kicks off tonight. You got the Giants taking on the Bengals in Cincinnati. Baltimore visiting the Philadelphia Eagles. The Panthers in New England taking on the Patriots. The Washington football team in Atlanta taking on the Falcons, the Jacksonville Jaguars in Miami, and the Packers taking on the Raiders in Oakland. Some interesting lines you want to look at tonight. The Ravens, who are 15-0, I believe, in the preseason. They are essentially the 72 Dolphins of the preseason, taking on the Philadelphia
Eagles. Yeah, Harbaugh tries.
Hey, Harbaugh, I mean, does it really matter in the end of the day? You could say all you want. You're the Dan Marinos and the 72... I mean,
I don't think they popped the bottle of champagne in the same kind of way if the Ravens were to lose tonight, though, Alex.
Oh, yeah, that's fair. I mean, hey, it is this preseason. But you guys said it. Today is the opening night, so to speak, for all those starters. So we'll see.
Supposedly.
Who takes the supposedly. So we'll see who takes the field tonight. But Eagles are plus 200 on the money line. The over-under in that game is 35.5. And another game you may want to consider, the Falcons taking on the Washington football team. The Falcons are plus 135 at home in this one. And the over-under is 41.5. Some other news coming around the world of sports. The XFL, guys, I don't know if you heard about this. I'm so excited for this. The XFL team names were announced. All 8 teams getting their official logos. If you want to check them out, you got the Dallas Renegades, the New York Guardians, the Seattle Dragons, the Tampa Bay Vipers, the DC Defenders, the Houston Roughnecks, LA Wildcats, and your St. Louis Battlehawks. I mean, I don't know about you guys. Those names right there just make me excited for this XFL season.
Let's go, Battlehawks.
Battlehawks, right? I mean, think about that.
I want to start buying some merch.
Exactly. I mean, hey, we could send a clip over or an image over to Joe so maybe you can get those logos up on the screen for us later in the show. But, I mean, I told you guys, I am so excited. These look sick. And they got little, like, taglines for each team. So, like, the DC Defenders are the first line of defense, and there's no need for a second. So it's like they're really amping this up. I mean, Vince McMahon, I don't know what he's doing, but he's got me excited for the XFL season kicking off in February of 2020. Guys, I want to just let you guys know, I'll be in AC this weekend celebrating a bachelor party. Shout out to Brian, newlywed. So I got
Tropicana?
I will be gambling at Hard Rock, but we'll be staying at the Showboat. But real quick, red or black, guys? Red or black?
Oh, green. Oh, zero.
Always black.
Double zeros from Dane and black from Joe. I'm sending it back to Dane and Joe, helping you make it rain this Thursday morning. I'm Alex Fasano with your Fantasy Sports Update.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, here we go. Final hour of Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Make it rain's what we plan on doing. And, of course, we've got some NFL Week 3 preseason football getting ready to go here tonight. Dress rehearsal, people. Dress rehearsal, at least for some of the teams have some dress rehearsal going on. And the big question, of course, is which teams take it seriously? Which teams are, we could care less. We've got 6 games here tonight, and I'm seeing mostly, I mean, it looks like a lot of these totals here, I think at least 11 of the totals of the 14 games are somewhere above 40, and those are going to increase, guys, because I'm telling you right now, it happens every year. This is the one week where Joe Public really starts to dive in and gets their first action of the preseason, because we've been taught that this is week 3, the preseason, as close as you're going to get. So we're going to start to see a lot of inflated lines here this week. And starting tonight, I think that a lot of these games, we're going to start seeing money come rolling in on the over because it's starters. It's better football. The value is going to lie in the unders in a lot of these games, especially once you start to realize, you know, who's going to play, who's not going to play. Now, I can say this, when it comes to Tom Brady and the Patriots, historically throughout his career, this has been the one preseason game where he plays a half. This has been Belichick and Brady. This has been there. We're going to go. This is as real to the regular season as you're going to see, and then we won't see them next week. But you do have guys like Matt Nagy and Frank Reich who have already come out this week and said, you won't see starters, you won't see backups this week. So that's the whole trick here, is to find the edge, is which of the teams throughout the NFL preseason, you know, give me the teams that show a history of treating week 3 more important than others, and show me the coaches and the teams who could care less. We'll do that coming up this hour, but the totals, I think, are where the edges lie this tonight and this week, Dane, in these games. We'll bust them down for you. And oh, yeah,
good.
Another jet just got this. What the?
Really?
Yeah. Come up with that next. Make it rain, people.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the 8th Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, yeah, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover student loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
The morning after. You're just one guy, Zeke. If Jerry Jones pulls over for you, then it sets the precedent for everybody else as well. But the way he's going about it, when you consider his track record, when you consider how good Jerry Jones has been to him, so, like, I don't know why you're screwing him, Zeke. That's what you're doing. You're screwing him.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
All right, dress rehearsal, people. That's what we got. Begins tonight in the NFL as the preseason week three. Last chance for some of the teams to put all the pieces in place, go out there, test the number ones against the number one, see exactly where they stand as a team. And for the New York Jets, it looks like they're going to stand with yet another linebacker with an issue here. This one, of course, we already lost Avery Williamson, right? On the field last week, blew out his knee, ACL injury, and now it looks like we've lost Brandon Copeland for the first month of the season in the linebacking position, who also, by the way, coming off his best season as a NFL player, suspended for the NFL's policy on performance-enhancing drugs. And he did, by the way, Copeland copped to it. On Instagram, he said that it was a supplement he took. It was contaminated with a banned substance. It wasn't listed on the label. My bad. So that means Copeland, along with Chris Herndon, are not going to be there for the first four games for the Jets. Two guys that are slated to have pretty big years here, coming off of pretty decent years last year. And here we go again, Dane. Like, if it's not the injuries on the field, it's the crap off the field that always ends up doing teams in, like, I don't know, the Jets.
Yeah. Listen, I mean, this is what happens in the preseason. Football is a violent game. People could get banged up. And, you know, you have that month in before when the kids, and I use that term affectionately, get to be left to their own devices, and you get some suspensions as a result. I mean, you're talking about the Jets. I actually believe one of the most heavy hit teams is the Chargers, Joe. You know, Keenan Allen now has an ankle. Russell Okung with a blood clot issue. Derwin James is lost for the better part of the season. And, oh, yeah, Melvin Gordon now. We're hearing that, you know, this holdout may last into the regular season. So, I mean, yes, you just want to get out of the preseason with your 53-man intact, and that ain't going to happen for most teams, unfortunately.
No, it's not, and already the Jets are going to be scrambling not only on the defensive side here, but they got to hope they can hold water there until Herndon comes down. Because I do believe Herndon...
Stephon Anthony, the linebacker out of Clemson, right. You know, as depth, he has some experience in the NFL, but you know that the Jets are trying to address it by signing guys, you know, that are being cut from other teams right now. The roster churn will be happening in the NFL for the next week or two.
Yeah, they've got, I guess they got the Jordan Jenkins. They got Frankie, was it Luvu also from, I remember from last year, he's back.
And there's no CJ Mosley, remember, who they signed.
And I want to see what the kid Polite does from Florida.
Yes. Out of Florida.
The guy, I mean, he was a bit of a head case at Florida, but the guy's got, he's an athletic beast. Like, he's a freak.
Right.
But whether
if he's
or not
like on the straight and narrow, he's able to provide the pass rush. Like,
absolutely.
He can do that.
Yes.
The questions with him have been work ethic, character related. So, I mean, he's
laziness.
Worth the shot. The talent is there.
I agree. And now opportunity. Isn't that what it's all about? Opportunity. And some guys are going to have an opportunity to show the world what they're going to do. But tonight here all weekend, dress rehearsal for the third week here today. And I'm going to go on record and say that I truly believe after the news, after watching the first couple of weeks here, and not because of how I feel about Kyler Murray, but I think Arizona is by far going to be a dumpster fire this year. I think it's not even going to be close as to who the worst team in the league is going to be. Did they end up signing? I believe they worked it out with Crabtree.
Yeah, they got Crabtree. I think it's official now.
Yeah, I think something is going on there. It's there's something very, I don't think they have the experience. I think that they might be very competent on offense at certain points, but it's still a rookie quarterback. But I think defensively, they're going to be an absolute nightmare. I think they're going to be they're going to give up points beyond points. And I think Kyler Murray is going to be put into positions he probably, much like, let's face it, Josh Rosen was last year, where, all right, guys are just going to pin their ear back and they're going after, like, that's, and I have a feeling 2-3 win season at best this year for Kingsbury and company, because I do think he's got a learning curve to go through as well. There are so many things I don't trust about this Cardinals, and the idea that, well, nobody knows what we're going to play for the first couple of weeks. Yeah, but we all know what you're not going to do, and that's play defense. And I think that's going to be the biggest problem for me. I'm not expecting great things from the Cardinals at all.
I agree with you, Joe. I am not high on the Cardinals. I don't think they make this huge jump. I don't think they take the league by storm. You know, remember this also. Like, remember when Chip Kelly came in, Joe? You know, and it was supposed to be revolutionary with the pace of play and all the stuff that he was running. And then what he didn't realize is that when they went 3-and-out all the time, the defense is continuing to suck wind, right? And these offensive gurus that take something from the college game, Steve Spurrier, same kind of thing when he went into the NFL game. I am very interested to see what people who are playing the Cardinals do for DFS, you know, for fantasy, that sort of thing. And as I look at week one, listen, it's Detroit and Arizona, Joe. I don't expect a lot out of the Detroit Lions either this year. Okay, but let me tell you something. I will be firing up Kerryon Johnson as a week one DFS play, because he won't be as expensive as other people. And what we have seen is that this Arizona Cardinals defense is getting gashed. Give me Kerryon Johnson in DFS week one.
Yeah, listen, even just this week, they're playing Minnesota, and I think they opened up as the biggest dog on the card. 7 points is what they're getting. And now so it's pushed, and with good reason. Listen, Zimmer's 19-4 in the preseason. He's also 5-0 in week three. So we talked about teams that use this as a dress rehearsal. You can count on Minnesota at least for the first half there. It's going to resemble a dress rehearsal. You're going to start to see a lot of the starters there. You can pretty much guarantee it with Zimmer, too, that he's not going to want to win, but he is going to push the guys in the first half, his starters here, and see what he's got. I think the Giants and Bengals are an interesting matchup, too, because I love the fact that everyone's ignoring Cincinnati because everyone's focused on Eli and Daniel Jones, and they opened up as a 1.5-point favorite. But Zach Taylor, the new head coach, he's got to do something to excite. And this is in Cincinnati. There's got to be some excitement there in that building. Like, his job, not only obviously to coach football, but his job is to resurrect this franchise here. They've got a rookie quarterback who's been lighting it up, right? Ryan Finley, fourth round pick, 20 of 26, 2 touchdowns and a win last week. I think too many people are sleeping on the Bengals. I don't expect much from the Giants. I expect a ton from the Cincinnati Bengals at home in this week here. I like Cincinnati. I like Ryan Finley, my man. I think you're right on him.
Listen, I've been telling you guys about Ryan Finley for the better part of the month. That combined with the fact that I'm down, I think it's time's up for Andy Dalton. This is going to be an interesting game because of both rookie quarterbacks. That's where the narrative is going to be, Daniel Jones and Ryan Finley. I don't know, Joe, how many times I got to say it. Like, I've been on Ryan Finley. Everybody knows I've been on Ryan Finley. And, Joe, he went 20 of 26, as you accurately stated last week. Guess what, though, Joe? One of those 6 incompletions, one of them was a spike. One of them was a Hail Mary at the end of the half, and one of them was a straight-up drop by the wide receiver. He really, in my opinion, went 21 out of 24. Okay, yep. I'm telling you, Ryan Finley could be what the Cincinnati Bengals fans are cheering about. I wanted to make one last point, Joe, on Minnesota as well. Another name, Joe, that you heard me say 2-3 weeks ago, whether it's for fantasy-related or elsewhere, rookie running back out of Boise State, Alex Mattison, okay? This is their third round pick. He has been getting nothing but glowing reviews, Joe, out of training camp. And listen, Dalvin Cook is their starter. Now, I love Dalvin Cook, and Dalvin Cook is a prime breakout candidate as an RB1 in fantasy football, but Dalvin Cook is also injury prone, and there is a very decent chance Mattison would be the guy named to know, and he's performing well.
Well, we heard from Sean Payton. We know who's playing, who's not playing in that game against the Jets. We'll tell you where the edge lies. We'll do that coming up here. Make It Rain, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Dismatic and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your short list fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice, we play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Fantasy football frenzy.
Every day it seems like there's new information on what Antonio Brown's doing with the helmet situation. I think everything's just going to be fine eventually. Once the season starts, Antonio Brown's going to play. He's not going to just not play and give up that money, you know? Like, he should play. He has to play for that money.
You can't use that argument anymore that he has to show up and play for the money. You can't use that argument. Lev Bell showed us last year. You can't use that argument anymore.
Watch live weekdays 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern on the FNTSY YouTube channel.
So who wants a couple of free wagers of up to $1,000? Risk-free wagers up to $1,000? Anybody? Anybody? Bueller? Okay, good. Go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Just enter the promo code GRID and get yourself two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. And in addition to traditional betting, this is cool, PointsBet offers its own betting concept where you are rewarded by how much money you win your bet by. So, for example, if you take the Cardinals laying 3 and they beat the Seahawks, this is a terrible example, and they beat the Seahawks by 7, then you'll receive, of course, 7 times your stake. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Promo code is GRID. Get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. Do it today. And if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and only, over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. Make sure you check out the website for details. And welcome in here to Megan Rain, hey, on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. He is Dane Martinez. I am Joe Ranieri. And we're getting ready for preseason football tonight, Dane.
Oh, because I was going to ask, like, do you think that bet, that ad works? Because, like, you know, I'm all excited about college football, right? Clemson's a 36-point favorite this weekend, you know? Like, Texas A&M's a 34.5-point favorite. So if Clemson wins by 37, do I only get the 1 because they cover the spread by 1, or do I get the 36 times because that's how much they won by?
What you cover the spread by? No, no, what you cover the spread by?
Yeah, so I don't like these monster spreads then.
5, you get 5 times, right? So it's, yeah, you're not going to get the, it doesn't start from the center
from
there.
Zero? Working.
Guys, try that. So that would be tremendous. I'm not sure how long they'd be in business, though, at that point. Because all
check
we do
the
is go
print,
and bet,
people. All right.
Like the Tigers. Just bet the Tigers. And then you'd bankrupt
there you go.
Them. And you'd bankrupt
you
them
go.
In the first week. So
unbelievable. Right. Fair enough.
But there are some games here tonight, 6, in fact, that we've been talking about here to try and get a handle on. Final dress rehearsal, so to speak, for a lot of these teams. Dane and I had told you also, this is the week where if you were going to look at some unders, this is probably the best week to do it in the preseason because of the fact that there is so much anticipation that starters will play. The dress rehearsal theme is what all of us have always been taught, that you're going to get a ton of first time, you know, the new bettors, the casual bettors. They're going to throw some money tonight because, oh, it's the Giants. It's the Saints. It's my favorite team.
Same
so everybody wants scoring. They think because starters, we're going to get scoring. Nobody roots for the Super Bowl we just had. Like, nobody wants to see 10-3. Like, they're all rooting and betting.
Well, we were rooting
pushing
for
that
it,
line
Joe. We
up.
Had no bets on touchdowns for
right,
20 players.
Exactly. But the casual bettor wants scoring. They want Mahomes. Yeah. They want those types of games. So it creates an overinflation in the market of the numbers. And the numbers tell us that since 2003, if you got in week 3 of the preseason a total between 40 and 48, which I think 11 of the 14 are somewhere between that 40 to 48 mark there.
Yeah.
If you never even looked at a game and just took $100 and threw it down on a table and said, give me the under in those games, you'd be up since 2004 close to $2,800. So
sure.
It just goes to show that it's the market over time This is where Joe Public Money starts to come in tonight. You're going to start getting a lot of games that probably should be in the 30s, but because the books already know this, they're baking the number. They already know people want scoring. Right. So they've already created the number based upon what they anticipate the market's going to do, which is, Dane, bet the hell out of it. We're going to get Drew Brees for a half. We're going to get everybody. We're going to get Tom Brady for a half. So, but that doesn't necessarily equal scoring just because the starters are in.
Yeah, because the number one defense is also in. And the number one, and here's the other thing, Joe. Remember last week, with the Cardinals and the Raiders, one of the things that was interesting to me is that the Raiders were blitzing. Blitzing, you know, and here's, that's the other thing that we're going to start to see more of this week, Joe. Yeah, we're going to start to see starting quarterbacks, but we're also going to see defenses, you know, bring in a safety blitz, running some stunts up front, right? Because they have to try that stuff out and see how it looks as well. So remember in the beginning of this preseason, we talk about vanilla defenses. We're going to start to get away from that also. The offenses are starting to open the playbook, put their starters out there. But do not forget, the defense is as well. Joe, I want to ask you about one of these games. I have a narrative, but I want you to either support or deny it based on the other data points, right? Like where the money is going, what the trends are. Like we were saying earlier, you know, let's put all the data points together. My narrative, Joe, for Washington, Atlanta is Atlanta's at home. Atlanta has not looked good in the preseason so far. Atlanta is getting 3 points, Joe. And I saw Matt Ryan into the middle of the second quarter last time around against these Jets. And guess what? There was pressure on them. They didn't look that great. So I think Atlanta has a lot. I don't want to say a lot on the line. It's a preseason game. But same thing. They're at home, want to wipe a bad taste out their mouth. Maybe we see starters longer. That against the Washington football team, Joe. And that Washington football team, that O-line is still a problem with the first string. And they are someone who maybe McCoy is their starter, but they want to still see more of Haskins. I think I like Atlanta, even though Quinn is one of the coaches we bet against a little bit. I think he wants to take the bad taste out of his mouth. I think Atlanta is going to try, and they are a home dog of +3. Tell me I'm crazy, Joe.
Well, it didn't open up that way originally, but the 0-11 record of Dan Quinn and the Falcons at this particular point in the preseason had a lot of money come in quickly on against the Redskins, which has pushed it to what, 3 now? So now they're getting 3. Listen, we know Case Keenum won the job now because Colt McCoy's hurt. So he won it by default. So we're not going to get a lot of competition from that standpoint.
We're going to get Haskins behind in a bad offensive line with the starters in Atlanta.
But listen, history tells us Dan Quinn, not a guy that really cares what home or not going to be home. So to me, it's more of a toss-up between this in this game. But because the money's come in so quick on Washington, you're looking at getting 3 points at home. Listen, Falcons would have won the first week. You know what I mean? If it wasn't for a ridiculous tip
ball in the end zone.
Yeah. So, you know, if you think there's a chance that the Falcons are going
to
give their best foot forward, go for it. Because you know what you're going to get. You're going to get Case Keenum for a couple of series. He's already won the job. You're going to get a whole boatload of Dwayne Haskins, the rookie, trying to make waves. So I don't think he's going to see the number one team, though.
At home last week.
Right.
You know.
Well, he's not going to see the number one.
Matt Ryan was not happy.
And he can Haskins, you think? Is Haskins give you a better opportunity to win against the second and third teamers?
Maybe. All right, so it seems like you're not completely convinced, but keep an eye out on that juice. If I get a hook on it, if I get 3.5 at home, I think I'm going to hop all over it. Are you doing in-game live tonight? Because I am. Maybe we could talk about it.
Yes. Yeah, well, actually, we'll do a couple of those. And the Jet game, too, is interesting to me because Sean Payton's already told us that, yeah, they're playing. That being Breeze, Kamara, everybody is playing.
They are.
And he has a 10-3 record in week 3 of the preseason in his career there. So that is the other interesting thing to keep in mind, too, if you're going to bet this game, is that they just played, I think, Sunday night, was it? They were in L.A. They played Sunday. So now they got a short week. But they have a monster battle for the backup quarterback position brewing here,
yes.
guys. I'm just because Sean Payton has made it well known. He loves Taysom Hill and he's just kind of like enamored in him. So what do you go? 11 for 15, 136 yards, 2 touchdowns, ran for 53. And then Bridgewater comes in, threw a pick, didn't play well. So keep an eye on that dynamic because you're going to have a couple of motivated dudes coming in after Breeze that, you know, especially Teddy's going to want to wipe that, you know, that taste right out of his mouth.
That's what I was going to say. And also, you know, remember, Teddy at this point last year was a member of the New York Jets.
Yes.
I don't think there's any kind of revenge aspect, but I was going to go where you just went. Joe, Taysom Hill has been one of the standouts of the preseason, mm-hmm. okay? And this is a guy who third-string defenders haven't seen much of a guy like Taysom Hill, you know what I mean, who can do right. the things that he does. That combined with, like you said, Sean Payton's record, the Jets are one of those teams, the team, who have been mm-hmm. burned by leaving a starter in too long in this preseason yep. with Avery Williamson. You know, Gaze has come out and said, that's on me, we can't do that. They don't want to risk losing another starter. I don't think they're going to be out there that long. And when you contrast what you're hearing out of Sean Payton, what we've seen from Taysom Hill and what we've heard from Adam Gase for the Jets, I think the Saints are a deserving 3-point road favorite in that one. Joe, I can't find any first half lines for these preseason games.
Yeah, no, not yet. Only a few books have them, but you're better. Once you get closer to kickoff, they should start to appear in a number of the books, but they don't usually show up this early. During the preseason anyway. And keep an eye on New England, Carolina. It's in Gillette Stadium. And we already know, we told you, Belichick, Brady, throughout their 20-some-odd years, week 3 is it for them. That is truly their dress rehearsal. But the Panthers have already come out and said, you're getting Cam Newton. You're getting the first team. Like, Ron Rivera wants his starters playing here tonight. It is in Gillette Stadium. So it'll be the first time for a lot of, Carolina Panther fans to get a good look at the new shoulder and what's happening. So the first half, I think, is going to be very interesting in this game because of we're going to get, at least for the first quarter, we're going to get mano a mano. We're going to get Carolina's ones versus New England's ones, which should be, I think, very interesting because, Josh Gordon's back tonight.
Is Josh Gordon actually playing tonight, though? I don't know if that's going to happen.
He'll be on the field. So
yeah, that's great.
They got to see him.
That's great. And listen, if you want Short or someone like Keekly, if you want to go after Brady's Achilles, I am after you.
I agree. Yeah. Oh, Ravens are favored.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
when you listen to your radio commercials, you say that that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 fantasy football package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 fantasy football package, only at rotoexperts.com.
All right, welcome back in here. Make it rain, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. He is Dane Martinez. I am Joe Ranieri. Preseason week three tonight. Major League Baseball back at it. Of course, college football this weekend. And, you know, Dane, the more I look at this, the more I'm going with you, man. I just can't. And I know Dan Quinn of the Falcons is the worst preseason coach known to mankind with his 0-11 record here. But at home, better team, getting 3 points. I got to go with Atlanta here. I'm with you. I think I'm going to take the 3 points at home instead of riding with the Washington Redskins, who in all likelihood are going to be total hot garbage there. But tonight's another big game, too, here in South Florida. Dolphins taking on the Jags. And I like the over in this game, Dane, because I can tell you right now, it's getting hot in Miami between Rosen and Fitzpatrick.
Rosen Tannehill.
And these two are going to be, they're battling, man. And there's a couple of really good position battles as far as the offense goes, guys that are be battling there. So I would anticipate there being some scoring here tonight. Now, Jacksonville has been an absolute hot mess, but to me the over is all about the Dolphins are going to come out, try to make a statement offensively tonight, and given what we've seen from the Jacksonville Jaguars, I don't think we're going to see an awful lot of resistance there. So I not only take the Dolphins, but I like the over in this game too as well.
Yeah, in this Jacksonville-Miami game, Joe, I am very intrigued from a fantasy football standpoint, Joe. Mm-hmm. If you look at both of these teams, right, here's the thing. Someone's going to be the leading wide receiver of both of these teams. Yep. I want to try to find out who that person is going to be, Joe. And because if you get the leading receiver for Jacksonville or Miami, you have a legitimate, you know, wide receiver three flex option. But in Jacksonville, you know, is it D.D. Westbrook? Is it D.J. Chark? Is it Keenan Cole? It seems like Marquise Lee is sort of back on the road to recovery and may be ready by the beginning of the season. Which of these guys is going to lead the team? I've heard all of them. And then in Miami, and I want to ask you about someone, Joe. In Miami, you know, we know about Devontae Parker. We know about Kenny Stills. We know they have, I believe, Albert Wilson. But I have heard a ton of buzz, Joe, about this new kid, Preston Williams. It's like, you know, 6'4". He's been called the unicorn. Boy, his skill set. Does this kid have a chance to be one of the starting wideouts opposite, say, a Stills or a Parker? I'm interested to see the wide receivers on both teams to see how this depth chart shakes out. But, Joe, have you heard any buzz about this Preston Williams kid?
Yeah, no, that's all you see here at camp right now. Is the kid is actually what you've seen on the field. He's one of these kids that what you see on the field is exactly what you get at practice all week long. Really? This kid is winning every battle in practice. He's just he's like a locomotive. They said he doesn't stop. They love his hands. They love his toughness. And in all likelihood, let's face it, Kenny Stills is, you know, he's a Jay-Z song away from probably not being on this team by the time the season starts. I would not at all surprise. That's the other talk happening right now, that because of the emergence of Preston Williams and because of the one voice in Miami, like in New England. That's what's going on with Brian Flores. And Kenny Stills, unfortunately, is written up every other day here in Miami, and that's not going to jive.
Same thing about Kalen Ballage, right? They like his work ethic. Yeah. You know, so maybe remember, this is a culture change. They're bringing, trying to make this Patriot South, right? But guys like Ballage, a new piece of clay that can set the culture. This kid Preston Williams, right? Like, fine, we don't need Kenny Stills. You know, that sort of thing. I'm just saying, I've heard tons of buzz about this kid, Joe. I drafted him in an expert league over the weekend, and they didn't even have a sticker for his name to put up on the board. They had to write it in, but I'm telling you, know the name. And Joe, it seems like down there in South FLA, you're backing up what I'm saying. This could be a late round dart throw for a guy that could pay off big time, because someone's got to be the number one wide receiver for the Dolphins, right?
Yeah, Gesicki, too, is another kid that's been getting an awful lot of praise here over the last couple of weeks, the tight end. They're expecting to use him a heck of a lot more, the kid out of Penn State. So keep an eye on him as well. But listen, Jacksonville's got its problems on offense, too, that they've got to figure out. They've lost a couple of guys. So that's why I like the over tonight at 37. I do think offenses are going to be on display here. And they're gonna push the envelope on for both teams. So expect there to be more, I think, than 37 points. And we've talked about the Browns and Baker Mayfield, but here's what we know about Bruce Arians and the Tampa Bay Bucks. He has absolutely zero appetite about anything to do with winning games in the preseason. He could care less. But Cleveland, on the other hand, Freddie Kitchens, this us against the world. I would expect Cleveland to use this as a dress rehearsal of sorts for at least a quarter. So I do think that expect the Browns to kind of put their foot to the pedal here. I expect the Browns to easily blow by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers here. Arians has got zero interest in proving anything during the preseason.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. Listen, and for the one series or two series where I do see the starters in Tampa, I'm going to be looking for the same exact thing. Does Jameis Winston make good decisions? Okay, that's what it's coming down to. And he has looked decent. There's no shortage of weapons there with Evans and Godwin and O.J. Howard. So it's all about, you know, kind of the decision-making process for Jameis Winston. And it seems like Bruce Arians has started getting to his ear on that. And also, Joe, with Tampa, it seems like Ronald Jones has been struggling with a knee injury. Okay, had some swelling in his knee. So keep an eye out on that. Does Pete Barber kind of take the brass ring and run with it?
Yeah, and Arians, apparently they're writing up not too happy about that either. Apparently there's this, I guess, air about them that just thinks he's going to be the starting quarterback. So there's a couple of things written about. Yeah, Arians is like, yeah, nobody gets handed anything here, and especially those that can't play. So interesting to see what kind of dynamic happens there. But they got to figure out their backfields. And, you know, listen, Green Bay, what are we going to see with Green Bay? Matt LaFleur, right? Mr. Back Spasms there. What do you think? Are we going to get any Packer?
I think we get some of Rodgers because we haven't seen him yet, but I don't think it's a ton.
I do think we're going to get a lot of Derek Carr and company for way longer than Aaron Rodgers. So I do think for that standpoint, what are the Raiders getting? Three and a half, somewhere along those lines?
I see it as only two. I see it as Oakland plus two on FanDuel. Yep. And, Joe, this is the same kind of game where, from a fantasy standpoint, I'm looking at the wide receiver position. Okay? Mm-hmm. In Green Bay, we know about Devontae Adams. He is a first-round pick, in my opinion, the number two fantasy wideout in all of football. But behind them, people are struggling to figure out, will it be Marquez Valdez-Scantling or will it be Geronimo Allison? In the same way I say, if you find out who the number one in Miami is, you got a viable fantasy receiver. If you figure out who the number two wide receiver in Green Bay is, you have a viable fantasy receiver. So is it Geronimo Allison or is it Marquez Valdez-Scantling? And with Oakland, everyone's talking about Antonio Brown, Joe. Don't forget, Tyrell Williams is someone the Raiders spent money on in the offseason. And if you watch Hard Knocks, you know that Gruden also, just like everyone else, loves himself some Hunter Renfrow. Okay? Yes. And so I want to find out about these other wide receivers as well, because these guys are viable fantasy week-to-week or bi-week fill-ins or flex plays, and that's where you win your league. I want to see how the pecking order shakes out there.
Yeah, well, definitely hop on Oakland, certainly first half in here. Rodgers is going to be a series of two, but Gruden is going to give us a whole lot of the rookies. He's going to give us a whole lot of Derek Carr. He lit it up last week against whatever that team in Arizona. The other game, of course, Baltimore-Philadelphia opened up at they were actually dogs in this game, Baltimore on the road in Philadelphia. But, of course, that has flipped. Now they're, what, five and a half favorites? John Harbaugh, 15 straight. We talked about this a little bit yesterday. Philadelphia is definitely thin at the quarterback position. They brought in 100-year-old Josh McGown. But, and, of course, with Harbaugh 15-0 in the past three preseasons, he's 20-3 since 2014. A lot of people just blindly betting Baltimore here tonight. I do think, I would say that I know obviously Carson Wentz is, they're not going to risk him taking any unnecessary hits. But I do think that Eagles defense, it's got some depth. And I do think that we know what you're going to get from the Ravens, at least first half, right? We're going to see. They're going to give that kid as many reps as possible, Lamar Jackson. They want him to get into that flow. But I don't know, five and a half in Philadelphia.
That is a lot.
That's a lot.
Listen,
we
talk about the Ravens. The Eagles are another team that's deep as all hell, Joe.
Yeah, they are.
You know, they have talent up and down that roster. So the idea of, you know, we talk about the Ravens in like the second half of these games having just better talent. I don't know that that is in play as much against Philly as it is in other teams. I legitimately believe the Eagles have one of the top three rosters in all of football if you look at their talent, right? Position by position.
I mean, I get
position.
The swing because you're thin at quarterback. I understand why you went from a favorite to a dog.
You talk about it all the time, quarterback rotation is not the only thing here. And let me tell you something else. I've made this point before, okay? I'm excited about Lamar Jackson this year. I'm really excited to see it. But guess what, Joe? They're not going to run, you know, he's not coming out the back on the read option. It ain't happening in the preseason. He is not exposing himself to Fletcher Cox tonight, okay?
Nope.
I'm telling you, that is not happening. So the Eagles know, you know, part of those plays is the deception involved. You can kind of not be deceived because, you know, they're not going to risk Lamar Jackson tonight. I know about the stat with Harbaugh, but the Eagles plus five at home. Listen, the Ravens can win this game. They can win this game 21-17 and the Eagles can cover. And that seems very possible.
Yep, I do think Philadelphia, especially at home here tonight, this place is going to be rocking. And five points is a lot of points here, especially since, you know, because really is what is it? It's the third and fourth stringers that are going to determine who wins the game. And they're
and
deep, like
jokes.
You said. Philadelphia is pretty deep themselves.
Jokes about Josh McCown, right? But what he is a veteran that can come in and do the vanilla offense and not make the mistakes that, you know, we see in the second half of preseason games also. Like, I think I'm leaning points in the home team Eagles here, despite the trend on Harbaugh.
And you're talking a low total in this game too, aren't we? What's the
35
total?
35.5
35.5 Yeah, so I think it's one of the lowest totals on the board. So there might be... might be worth taking a look there. Yeah, might be taking a look because I do think defenses are going to reign supreme here tonight. Especially.
Joe, do I wait and maybe even get the Eagles at 5.5 as opposed to five? Do I wait?
You know that hook's coming, man. You know it's going to come because the longer the day goes, people are going to be like, Harbaugh is 15-0.
More people are going to hop on that, right?
Yep. Yeah, just a matter. Wait there right up till kickoff. Wait till the very last second because it's not going to go any lower. There's not all of a sudden going
to
be this push.
I have to do
Eagles
it during a
money.
Commercial break of Fantasy Freestyle. Yeah. The 7:22 commercial break is when I'm going
to
nail
exactly.
it.
Exactly. And I get you. Could be close to six, so you should be okay there.
We'll see.
All right, Major League Baseball tonight here. Yankees, we talked about it earlier, kind of in a must-win situation from the standpoint of they're heading to L.A., so they can't getting swept by Oakland wouldn't be a good look. I do like Tanaka tonight. I do like the number. I think he's a -110, 112, somewhere along those lines. Give me Tanaka tonight for the Yankees to bounce back and get at least one in Oakland.
I'm going to ride Scherzer in his return. First five against the Pittsburgh Pirates team that can't do much. First five, Scherzer, -155, laying the half run.
They can make tee time because they'll be on the golf course rather soon, those Pirates. Man.
That's right.
All right. Morning After next. Dan and I will be back tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Good luck. Make it rain tonight, people. Good luck. Enjoy it.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the eighth Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Did you miss me?
Here's what you missed on Make It Rain.
And I don't want to miss a thing.
Let the market do what it's going to do. You be confident in your handicapping and then make the decision from there.
Yeah, listen, Joe, from a fantasy football standpoint, the same thing holds true. You know what I'm saying? You know, you got to trust your gut. You know who your guys are in case all of a sudden you see someone's rankings come out and they're eight spots lower. You're not going to all of a sudden, you know, you're not going to all of a sudden change your perception. Same thing. You spend 3 months researching these guys and they and you draft them and you want to feel so good about them. They go out and lay a goose egg in week one. All of a sudden you're looking to drop them or trade them. No. You know, you spend 3 months researching these guys, and they're your guys for a reason. You know, here's the way I look at it, Joe. You know, on any given morning here, when we're talking about stuff, right, there's literally, Joe, hundreds of options for things that we can bet, right?
Right.
Like between totals and games and first five and multiple sports and Little League World Series and esports, for God's sakes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so the way I look at it, Joe, is – it starts with like 1,000 options of what I could bet today, right?
Right.
And then what I want to do is I want to narrow it down, right? And looking at the sharp money is one of the factors that I look at. You talk about the data and the trends, right? You know, on Thursday afternoons with a full moon outside and then getting away, it means this. That narrows it down. Then I look at the narrative that we talk about, the motivation that we talk about, right? That continues to narrow it down. And then what I want to do is I want to find something where kind of like all three of these indicators are all saying the same thing to me, right? That's what I'm thinking about, right? Because I don't have to bet them all. So I'm looking at the thing that all three of my kind of tells line up. And that's where I'm looking at. So this following the money is one of them, but it's not the only one.
Yeah, it can't be the end-all, be-all, because I'll give you, for instance, right now this morning, here we are, 7:30, guys. We just told you about how Tanaka is going for the Yanks tonight, taking up Tanner Rourke. Yankees opened up as a minus 130 favorite. They are now bet down to minus 105. So that means the money that's coming in, and for it to move 25 cents like this, Dane, obviously it's not Joe Public. Joe Public ain't even up betting yet. This is sharp money is telling you they
are going towards
Oakland. Yes.
People in Oakland are still asleep.
Right, exactly. So they are, the sharps are telling you right now, the market is telling you, fade New York, back Oakland here tonight. Okay, but like you said, that's just one part of,
a piece of it.
You know, the sharps are going, all right, they like Oakland. Now spend the rest of the day, guys, when you're handicapping. Why do they like Oakland?